We have to use our inside voice. Okay, so this... Eat your fucking sun chips.
We'll get grounded.
We'll get grounded. Mommy's gonna ground us. Why are women so obsessed with their vaginas? This is a really, really bad question to ask two women whose names revolve solely around a vagina, me being Vaginasaurus and her being Vaginstein. So I have to say I'm obsessed with my vagina because it is, you know,
delicious.
And she would know personally, but I mean, firsthand, she would definitely know that my vagina is delicious. Wait, no, I'm just kidding. Wait, no, I'm just kidding.
No, definitely getting grounded.
I feel like a dinosaur trying to escape from my throat.
I apologize to all of you because as the topics keep flowing in, so does the beer.
Okay, so I'm personally obsessed with my vagina because I find it amazing. It's tight. I've had a child. It's tight. I have a great vagina.
I'm going to be honest with you. Who specifically are we speaking to right now?
Snatch Gargoyle. This is
all right, Snatch Gargoyle. Fantastic name. I want you to know, I personally am obsessed with my vagina for just one or two reasons, really. And one is because it's
one
tight.
One or two, or is it?
Several, actually. It's tight. I like to stick my fingers inside of it. When I pull them out, I'm not even going to lie, I have to do the sniffing taste every single time. And it smells great, and it tastes better.
Yum.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Look, my neighbors are going to like...
If your vagina tasted like a cinnamon bun, you would be obsessed with it too.
I think she meant cinnamon bun for all of you people who aren't drunk out there.
Or cinnabon.
You know what we sound like when we laugh? Like two fucking... Like
what was it? Deputy Dog?
Emphysemic old men.
The old fucking cartoon. Deputy Dog.
Crap, dude.
The demons are trying to escape.
It's the beer and the sun chips, man, and the cake. Okay. I can't believe you people are listening to this shit.
She doesn't mean
it. What is wrong with you? We are so funny.
Clearly not everyone is obsessed with their vagina. Or they would be playing with it instead of listening to this crap. Don't spit beer on the couch. Don't spit beer on the couch. Okay, serious face.
I just swallowed. Clearly, we should have stopped recording like an hour ago. Okay, so hopefully this will publish because I'm totally not recording this again. Clearly not all women are obsessed with their vaginas. As a matter of fact, some of them are probably ashamed of them because they're...
Yeah, dude, like the octopussies who have the enormous inside lips. The fucking... Listen, women, if your lips on the inside...
Vaginas.
Yeah, dude,
roast
if your
beef.
Shit's hanging out your outer lips, not good. It's
correction.
Wrong.
If your vagina looks like a fresh served Arby's roast beef sandwich with extra horseradish sauce... Please, go see a plastic surgeon, okay?
No shit, dude, because you know what trying to slurp all that shit into your mouth at one time is like? No, you don't, because you've never had to eat yourself. But chances are, with my reputation,
Go eat an Arby's roast beef sandwich, you'll know what it's like to eat your own vagina.
Yeah, beef and cheddars, ladies. Beef and motherfucking cheddars with extra horsey sauce, all right? It's fucking gross. I don't care if you have to cut it yourself.
Actually, we just had Arby's yesterday. It was really good. I have to press stop now.
I thought you were going to say breastfeed. I swear to
God. This is what she wants me to do. This is what I get for having a lesbian as a best friend. She wants me to breastfeed.
Her nipples taste like Hershey Kisses.
My nipples are pink.
And apparently I have abnormally small nipples. Found that out the other day.
Oh my God.
Like tiny little erasers.
They erased my fucking heterosexuality.